Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription, starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/TantalizingNature. Now, as a special treat, I will be reading an erotic poem that was sent in by a fan after the story. Now, for this episode, I will be reading The Arrangement, written in red by myself. Jenny, I woke up to the sound of my name and pounding on my front door. It took me a minute to get oriented. Again, the pounding on the door. Hold on, I yelled. I'm coming. Rubbing my eyes, I stumbled out of bed. I grabbed my lounge pants on my way out the room, stepping into them as I made my way down the hall. I took a look through the peephole, and standing on the other side was my landlord. Fuck, I thought. I knew what he was here for. I was 2 months late paying my rent. I was stressed, wondering when he was going to come kick me out. Reluctantly, I opened the door. It wasn't going to do me any good to avoid the situation. Hi, Mr. Robbins, I greeted him. Jenny, I'm sorry to wake you. I just needed to come by and have a talk about the late rent. I know, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a second job so I can get caught up as soon as possible. I hoped he would take some pity on me being a single mom and give me some more time. You know I like you as a tenant. I understand people go through hard times. I'm going to give you another month to get things together. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Robbins. I will be sure to get everything paid up. I hoped he couldn't tell. I had no idea how I was going to make that happen. You're welcome, Jenny. Again, I'm sorry I woke you. I'll let you get back to bed. It's a lovely day to sleep in. Yes, it is. Thank you again, I said and closed the door. My heart was pounding so fast. I had been so nervous this was going to be it, and he was going to tell me that me and my daughter had to leave. Thankfully, he didn't. But I really needed to figure out a way to catch up, and fast before he did. I slowly walked back to my bed, racking my brains about what I was going to do. I didn't have time to get a second job. I had no one to look after my daughter. My waitressing job didn't pay well, but it was during the time my kid was in school, and it at least gave me some money. Thankfully, today was my day off, and my daughter's father decided to take her for the weekend. I'm sure it was to show off to his new interest that he was such a good dad, because she had children. But whatever the motivation, I was just happy to have the night off. It had been so long since I had a night to myself. I was torn on what to do. I could stay home, relax, and have a me night. I could go out and get some drinks, or better yet, I could take myself out on a kind of solo date. I thought that did sound like a fun idea. I could go for an evening stroll and stop someplace to have a small dinner. Even though I owed rent, it wasn't going to make much of a difference if I spent a little money to have an enjoyable night. Hopefully, being relaxed would help me come up with a plan. I spent the day relaxing at home. I took a nice long bath and took my time getting ready for my solo date. It makes me feel better when I feel like I look attractive. Plus, I was single and hadn't had the time to really date. I would honestly welcome getting some, even if it was just a one-night stand. I could get lucky. I waited until the sun had gone down. I left my small apartment and started walking towards downtown. It was only a few miles from my place. The evening was beautiful out. Just the right fall temperature that had an occasional slight breeze. I smiled to myself and daydreamed a little as I walked. I knew exactly where I wanted to eat. It was a cute old-style Italian pizzeria called Sergio's. They had the best pizza, and you could purchase it by the slice. They also sold alcohol, which a good beer went perfect with a good pizza. The restaurant wasn't that busy. I sat at a small round table that was in a covered outside area. It was too pretty of a night to spend sitting inside. A young girl came over and took my order. After she walked away, I noticed the gentleman sitting alone at the table next to mine. His eyes met mine. I shyly smiled at him. He smiled back. "Eating alone?" "Looks like we both are," I replied. "Would you mind some company?" he asked. "That would be lovely." He picked up his things and moved to the empty chair on the other side. He looked like he was a bit older than I. By the looks of his clothes, he probably had money. He was very handsome, with gray hair and a distinguished look. "Let me properly introduce myself. I'm Charles." He extended his hand to shake mine. "Hi, Charles. It's really nice to meet you. I'm Jenny," I replied, while returning his handshake. "It's very nice to meet you as well," he replied. "And what brings you here?" "Well, my daughter is at her dad's for the weekend, and it was a very stressful day. So I decided to take myself on a little solo date. And what about you? What brings you out alone this evening?" I asked. The waitress brought our food right then, so it was a minute before he could answer. After taking a sip of his beer, he smiled. He had such a handsome face. I felt myself just smiling because he was. "Well, you see, I'm married, but my wife had a bad accident years ago. She's been in a wheelchair ever since. She also suffered brain damage and requires round-the-clock care. So I took myself out for an evening as well." "Oh, I am so sorry," I replied as I noticed the wedding ring he was wearing. So much for getting some tonight, I said to myself. But, still, it was nice to have some company. Thank you, he said, smiling at me. We chatted while we ate, and I learned a lot about him. He owned a very successful car dealership. He lived in a very expensive neighborhood. He seemed to have it all. But there was one thing he was missing, he confessed. He hadn't had sex in years since his wife's accident. He said he was thinking of taking a mistress, someone that would be discreet. It took me a minute to realize he was telling me all this to see if I was interested. He said he would provide financial assistance. I didn't know what to think at first. This was exactly what I needed. I was about to be kicked out of my place with my daughter. But at the same time, could I really accept money in exchange for sex? I guess it's not prostitution, but it does seem to be walking the line. I couldn't believe my own ears when I replied, I would love to make an arrangement with you. That's wonderful, he replied. How does $2,000 a month sound? I thought I hadn't heard him right at first. Did he really just say $2,000 a month? That was going to solve all my financial needs and take care of my other needs as well. Honestly, that sounds amazing, I said, hoping I didn't show how stunned and excited I was with the amount. Good. It's settled then. We finished up. He, of course, paid the tab. Would you like me to walk you back to your place? Maybe seal the deal? He asked. Sounds good to me, I said, as I put my arm through his and we started walking the couple miles to my apartment. I'm glad we walked. It helped calm my nerves. I had never been a mistress before, but this was honestly a turn-on. We strolled towards my house like we were a couple. Finally, we reached my apartment. I showed him in and took him straight to the bedroom. I hadn't been expecting company tonight, so I hadn't cleaned up. It wasn't that bad, but I had a kid, which means it was barely ever completely clean. I walked into my bedroom first. I turned around to invite him to sit on the bed. He grabbed me from behind before I could turn around. He grabbed me by my waist, pulling me into him. Turning me around, his lips came crashing down on mine before softening. His tongue delved inside my mouth. I could feel his excitement. I kissed him back with the same intensity. We inched towards the bed, lips locked, haphazardly ripping each other's clothes off. I felt the bed at the back of my legs. He lowered me to it. Almost all my clothes were off. The only thing left were my panties. He wasted no time taking them down. He stood up, looking down on my body. He smiled at me while he took down his pants and underclothes. I took a look to see what size he was. I smiled when I saw his manhood standing straight up. It was a good length, probably at least 7 inches, and curved a bit. I love curved dicks. They hit the walls so well. Your body is amazing, he said, continuing to take me in. Is it worth the money? I replied wickedly. I bit my lower lip while I waited for his reply. You have no idea. You are absolutely gorgeous, sexy. He ran his hands over my body, spending extra time on my breasts, stomach, thighs, and then to my sensitive center between my legs. He ran his fingers up and down my slick opening, dipping his finger in. I gasped when he reached my sensitive clit. Oh, he circled the nub, driving me crazy. He slid his finger back down, entering me. I cried out as he drove me up and over the edge. I watched as he lowered himself to the floor. He tugged me down so my ass was close to the edge, then spread my legs wide. "I love your scent," he said with a moan before lowering his lips to my engorged clit. "Oh, wow," I moaned out. His mouth felt so good. Older men always knew how to eat you so good, I thought. His tongue circled and lapped me until my moans got louder and my body started to shake. He spread my lips with his fingers so he could dip his tongue as deep as he could inside me. He moaned into me as he licked and sucked up my juices while they ran out of me and into his eager mouth. I cried out when he replaced his mouth with two fingers. My back arched. Oh, the waves of ecstasy came rolling over me. He sucked my clit and moved his fingers in and out. My fingers gripped the bed. It was so good. My toes began to curl. I could hear his moans while lapping up my juices. It was so hot how much he enjoyed eating me. "I love this pussy," he moaned out. "Wow. Wow. You really know what you're doing," I groaned. "Yeah, baby, you want to come again?" "Yes, yes, yes," I replied. He pumped his fingers and sucked my clit expertly. "That's a good girl. Come on daddy's fingers." "That's right. Let it out." His voice was so smooth and sexy. I did exactly as he instructed and came hard on his fingers. He left me panting on the bed while he climbed up. He climbed up by my mouth and grabbed my head in his hands. I opened my mouth as wide as I could. He slid his hard rod inside my mouth, holding my head while he moved his hips, fucking my mouth. He pulled out of my mouth to let me lick down his shaft and suck each of his balls. It was so sexy hearing his moans while I lightly sucked on each. Licking back up his shaft, I put him back in my mouth, circling and sucking the head. I sucked and licked until my jaws were hot and I couldn't continue. He reached down, pulling me up. Oh, I could smell my musky scent coming from his face. He lowered his head to kiss my lips, letting me have a little taste to myself. My body was so hot and ready for him. He slid back down off the bed and stood up. He grabbed one leg while he used his other hand to rub my clit until I was squirming and panting. I was on the verge of release when he entered me with his rock-hard cock. Oh, I cried out over and over as I felt myself gripping him tightly and pulsing on him. Your pussy is amazing, he groaned out, pounding himself harder inside of me. It loves how big you are, I cried out. He grabbed my legs, spreading them wide. He felt so good stroking the inside of me. He was so deep. Oh, he was exactly what my body needed. In and out, he slid his hardness. My ample breasts rocked with every stroke. His thrust became more demanding as my moans became cries of pleasure. Just as my body lost control, he reached down and expertly circled my engorged clit. I felt intense pressure coupled with my exploding orgasm. The pressure built until it released with a gush of sweet, hot liquid soaking my bed. He gave me a second to recover before he began stroking me again while applying pressure to my clit. The pressure built again until it released in another gush of liquid that came out in two big spurts. Oh, yes, baby, I'm going to come, he moaned while sliding himself back inside my drenched opening. His thrust came hard and jarring. All I could do was hold on while he pounded himself out inside of me. I screamed in immense pleasure when I felt his hot cum drench the inside of my swollen pussy. His cock pulsed for what seemed like a minute. He must have been saving that up for a while. I smiled when he pulled out and his cum came flowing out. My bed was so wet. I was definitely going to have to change my sheets and blankets tonight. I sat naked watching him get dressed. Before he left, he took down all my information, including my Cash App info. I was extremely skeptical I would ever see him again or get any money. The sex was so good, it was worth it either way. I was extremely surprised when I woke up the next day to the money having been sent to my account with a note saying he couldn't wait to see me again. I screamed in delight. Sex with him was amazing, and the money he gave me and would be giving me was going to change my life. I couldn't believe it. It was my pussy that was going to get me out of the financial bind I have been in. Well, thank you. Stay tuned, because now I will be reading to you an erotic poem that was sent in by a fan. I'll say it to you. I'll drive you insane. Let's become our characters, playing our game. I tell you I'm hungry, that you're all I need. I drop to my knees and begin to plead. With puppy dog eyes, you know I'm in control. I act submissive, but I know my role. I want your cock, I insist and demand. I loosen your trousers, pull them to the ground. You know I'm your slut, only yours. I take you in my hand and then pause. I open wide and again pause. I look you in the eye and instead suck your balls. You stagger and sway, it feels too good, but I love it more, as I should. Moaning with pleasure, I lick my lips and slowly, eventually, start sucking your dick. Electricity runs through you like a vampire I feed. You're merely a vessel, I know what I need. I feel your pulse grow harder. You're getting closer, but I've only started. I pause, linger, stroking you with my hand. Then I lap at your balls, and you can barely stand. I want it, I grunt, through gritted teeth. I deep throat you now, choking on your meat. Catching my breath, again I plead, give it to me, it's what I need. You'll have to beg, you tease and smirk. I love this rule, and begin to work. Fucking give it to me, I say as I suck. You take hold of my head, and begin to fuck. Deep throat again, I take your whole length. Your legs quiver and shake, losing their strength. Yes, I shout and grin. This is what I've been working toward. I can feel your balls tightening. I'm ready for my reward. I know what to do. Open your mouth, you plead. Using my hand, I'm on my knees. Please, I beg, hungrily, my mouth expects. Your balls grow sore, your dick erect. You begin to fill my mouth. I snicker with pleasure. Your cum drips on my tits for a good measure. Swallowing it all, I don't waste a drop. Licking you clean, balls and cock. I giggle again. There was so much. I lick my lips. I'm such a slut. You're in a daze, struck dumb, and in your ear I whisper, I love swallowing your cum. Oh, well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. And remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.